Blind spots of public figures. Blind spots, ironically, don't discriminate. Smart people have them. Affluent people have them. Highly educated people have them. People in power have them. Good people have them. You have them. Several weeks ago, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confessed to a, quote, massive blind spot when he was found to have worn a blackface outfit to a costume party when he was in his late 20s. Obviously, this wasn't clarity of judgment. Blackface is offensive to black people. It is a form of theatrical makeup used mostly by non-black performers to represent a caricature of black people. I've never met the PM, but I'm going to do something that I would do with just about anyone else in this pickle of a situation. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he meant no harm by his poor judgment. I've read comments by people who know Mr. Trudeau, and they're generally favorable. They say he's a decent guy with good values who wants what he thinks is best for the people of Canada. To his credit, the PM said this at his press conference, responding to the calls for an explanation. Quote, I always acknowledged that I came from a place of privilege, but I now need to acknowledge that that comes with a massive blind spot, end quote. I am also forgiving the PM for what he did, because at that moment, his blind spot hijacked his clarity of thought and integrity of action. How could I or anyone do anything but forgive him when he's incapable of seeing what is unseen to him? These events are opportunities to grow, but it takes a humble soul to trust that an embrace of the pain of the situation will somehow lead to a better outcome. Weak leaders will double down on their behavior and defend it. This makes the pain sort of go away, but only for a while. A pattern of defending leads to a lifelong trail of many unhealthy, undesirable emotions like bitterness, anger, or self-righteousness, to name a few. Look around your office. Does someone you work with consistently exhibit blind spot behaviors that annoy you, make you mad, frustrate you, hurt you? Try forgiving them. Then, if you have the courage, and I don't say that lightly, consider how you might make this person aware of his or her blind spot. Maybe focus on your behavior that results from the person's blind spot. Tell the person how you are choosing to respond to the behavior and how that affects you. This makes it partly about you, which is part of the equation, if you're honest with yourself. Then, turn the gaze inward and ask yourself, what blind spots am I missing? About Breakthrough Sales Performance. Breakthrough Sales Performance is a sales consulting, training, and coaching company that for the past 23 years has worked mainly with small to medium-sized businesses to help them improve their sales performance. Check out our two books, The Funnel Principle, named a top 10 best book to read by Selling Power Magazine, and Blind Spots, The Hidden Killer of Sales Coaching, just released. Mark Sellers, the founder of Breakthrough Sales Performance, created a buy-cycle funnel customer buying journey model 20 years ago. This model has become the foundation for the work that Breakthrough does with its clients. Check out our website, www.breakthrough-sales.com, and feel free to call us at 614-571-8267.